Nationwide, strokes are the third leading cause of death. Dr. Christy Artuso, Director of Neuroscience Services at Providence Alaska Medical Center, says in Alaska, strokes rank fourth.
The average number per year is between 1,300 and 1,500 over the past several years. At each hospital, we routinely keep data on the number of stroke patients that we have. So I can tell you that at Providence, we see about 300 to 400 a year minimally.
Artuso says it's possible Alaska's lower overall numbers are due to a population with a younger average age than other states. But she still thinks the total is suspicious. She says it could be that in Alaska, many strokes go undetected and thus untreated. Artuso's colleague, Dr. Robert Lottup, also questions the accuracy of the official data. The vascular neurologist and stroke specialist notes that nationwide, strokes account for about 2% of all patients discharged from the hospital, but not in Alaska.
Only 1% of our discharges are diagnosed as stroke. So from my standpoint, I think we still have work to do in order to identify the true number and volume of stroke that's here in the state. And even when you take into consideration the lower population, we should have more stroke patients that are diagnosed. That's where this tool comes into play.
This tool is a cart-mounted computer with wireless capability and specifically designed to assist stroke detection and evaluation by physicians at Providence's Neuroscience Center. The patients, though, will be at partnership hospitals in Soldotna, Seward, Valdez, Kodiak, and Juneau. Thursday afternoon, Providence unveiled REACH, which stands for Remote Evaluation of Acute Ischemic Stroke Diagnosis and Evaluation. It's designed to offer patients in rural areas the skills of a stroke neurologist, even when the local hospital doesn't have one on staff. And according to LADA, most do not.
There are huge numbers of cardiologists who are trained to take care of acute cardiac events. However, the number of neurologists who are out there to take care of stroke patients are very few.
LADA says the shortage is a national situation. But with the state's distant and scattered communities, the impact can be even greater in Alaska.
The telemedicine program that we're setting up here bridges a tremendous amount of mileage and terrain in order to get us as neurologists here in Anchorage to see those patients in the outlying areas, and we can initiate treatment immediately.
Providence Neuroscience Center staff demonstrated REACH in action. One was a patient, another the examining doctor. Although, according to Artuso, anyone trained in the on-site examination procedure could perform that function. The cart-borne computer, complete with camera and microphone, was by the end of the bed and directed on the patient. Dr. Lotta sat at a laptop computer about 15 feet away. He controlled how closely and where the camera focused on the patient. Visual signs are crucial in the diagnosis of a stroke. The examiner asked the patient to give his name, the date, to identify some simple pictures, to smile, hold his arm up, and to feel pinpricks. Meanwhile, Lotta evaluated the responses according to a standard scoring system for stroke diagnosis. Almost simultaneously with the examination's conclusion, Lotta had his diagnosis and could prescribe treatment. The quickness is crucial.
The amount of time that's needed when a person arrives in the emergency department to make a diagnosis and to establish treatment is on the order of about 60 minutes, and ideally less time. Every minute that goes by, upwards of 1 million nerve cells die.
Artuso says each of the on-site programmed REACH computers are about $12,000.
Providence did fund the project as a commitment to improve access to care, and the cost varies slightly, but we did provide the resources to obtain the carts and just the service fee on the carts every month.
She says all the partners now have REACH computers and 3 of the 5 are online. Providence hopes to expand the program to more regional hospitals throughout Alaska. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.